to tell you a story. I've got to tell you what happened yesterday. I was home alone. I had just gotten out of the bath and I had pinned my wild curls up on top of my head just to keep them out of the way. I wasn't wearing anything but a short robe. It was satin and just barely covered my breasts. I was just about to rest on the couch when I heard a knock at the door. And when I went over and looked out the window, it was a cop. And I couldn't think of a single reason why there would be a cop at the door. Not thinking, I just flung the door open and said, "Can I help you?" His eyes roamed over my body. He said that there was a criminal loose in the neighborhood and he needed to check all the houses. He was so hot. Naturally, I let him in. But I had this sort of nervous feeling in the pit of my stomach, that voice. I knew that voice. It was the same voice that made me come every night. I've been listening to him for a month. And the things he did to my body without even being there were incredible. So I showed him in and shut the door. He pushed me up against the wall. I was totally shocked and yet instantly wet. There's nothing like a forceful man. He whispered in my ear, "You know my voice, don't you? Because I know yours." I had been sending these naughty audio messages to this man that had been fucking me in my mind for a month. Could this really be him? I hoped and thought, this is stupid. Who is this guy? And he looked at me and he quoted a line from one of my more raunchy messages. And I knew it was him. "How did you find me?" was all I could say. And he smirked and he said, "You sent me an email from your personal email, silly, silly girl." My stomach clenched. I had hoped that maybe he didn't realize I had done that. And apparently he had. And I had never been so glad to make such a stupid mistake. He slid his fingers along my cleavage, toyed with the hair curling around my neck, nibbled on my collarbone, pulled the pins from my hair so that it fell around my shoulder. I can still feel his lips on me, his hot breath on my neck, his hard cock against my leg. Oh, I wanted him. I wanted him bad, and he knew it too. He slid his hands down the front of my robe and untied it. like unwrapping a package. The robe fell off. I let it slide to the ground, and I stood there against the wall, completely naked, totally at his mercy. He led me over to the couch, but he didn't set me down. I started unbuttoning his shirt, and pretty soon he was unbuttoning it too. I think somebody was a little eager. It was so sexy. I slid my hands over his chest as I kissed his lips and sucked on his tongue. Oh, God. So good. He took my breast into his hands, and ran his tongue over my pink nipples, and they pinched up immediately. He pinched the one that wasn't in his mouth, ran his teeth over the one he was caressing, and I almost came unglued. Oh, God. He was incredible. I sat down on the couch and made short work of his belt. Seemed like it took forever to get the damn thing off. Pushed his pants to the floor, and all that was left were those boxers. They were coming off. Oh, I was gonna take them off. I wanted that dick too bad. I slid him down over his ass. Oh, and when that thing popped free, oh, God. I ran my tongue up the underside. I didn't even wait. Stared into his eyes, took the tip into my mouth, ran my tongue all over it. It was delicious. I sucked him. I sucked that cock like I have never sucked cock before. He was so hard. And throbbing, and every time my tongue was within range, I was running it all over those delicious balls of his. Oh, it was so good, taking him deep into my mouth and listening to him groan and moan. I just love the way he whispers, fuck. Oh. So good. I ran my finger behind his balls, played with his ass a little bit. Oh my God, he loved that. And so did I. So good. I think he'd finally gotten too close and he needed to stop. He took a step back, called me a naughty, naughty girl. And I was. He pulled my legs to the edge of the couch and knelt on the floor, and I knew. I knew what was coming, and I could not fucking wait. I was already so wet, and my clit was so swollen and throbbing, and I wanted his tongue on it so bad. His tongue up my slit, and I spread my knees and begged, please, oh, please, do it. He took that tongue and he did things to my clit that I can't even describe. Oh, it was so, so good. Even now I can't keep my hands. merciless and so fucking amazing. Just when I thought it couldn't get any better, he licked two fingers and he shoved them deep into my pussy. My God, it's incredible. I was so close to coming. And he stopped. Oh, sweet torture. I looked up into his eyes and I said, please, God, don't stop. Make me come. And he looked at me and I'll never forget it. He said, oh, baby, I'm gonna make you come. You're gonna come so hard. But you have to wait. I almost came on the spot. It took everything within my power to keep my hands away from myself. And he grabbed my legs and stood up. I rolled over, put my butt in the air. I knew exactly what he wanted. I wanted it too. I wanted him to fuck me. Oh, I wanted him to fuck me so hard. He took the head of that cock and he slid it all over my pussy. Teased my clit with it. It was incredible. Oh, I just keep saying it because it was amazing. And finally, he shoved that dick all the way in up to the hilt and slowly thrust in and out. Oh, in and out and in and out. And finally, I cried out. Harder. Fuck me harder. And he hit so hard. And he did. He did. It was so hard. Pounding my pussy with his meat. His balls were slapping against me. And he was grunting, growling. Pulling my hair, slapping my ass. It's incredible. Oh. 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 Oh, God. Oh. 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 After I came, he just kept going. He was insatiable. I squeezed down on his dick as hard as I could. And he snaked a hand around and stroked my clit. And in a minute, he had me ready to go again. And finally, I woke up from this daydream and realized the man that I'd been fantasizing about was fucking me just the way I wanted. So I fucked back into him. I gave it everything I had. I was a dirty, naughty slut. And I didn't even care. I wanted him to come so hard. I wanted to feel it jet out into my pussy. I wanted him screaming my name. So I fucked him as hard as I could. And he came, spilling so much cum into my I never wanted it to stop. When it was over, he leaned down and placed small, soft kisses all down my back. He said, "You were so worth it. And don't worry. This isn't the end." He pulled his cock out of my pussy. And I was so hungry for it, I spun around and sucked him dry. Licked every drop off of him. He slid his pants back on and kissed my lips. Kissed my neck, whispered in my ear, "I'll come back, you just wait." And when he left, I was so sated, completely exhausted. And all I could think about were his hands on me. And now every day, I can't help but look out the window and see if today's the day.